Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash for Tuesday with the Cardinals starting preparation for their first playoff game in 6 years. They face the LA Rams Monday night.
Let's go.
You know, the traditional Monday night playoff slot that the NFL has always had and held dear to its heart. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury said yesterday that the strange Monday playoff game could be a good thing for his team, as some key players are trying to work back from injuries. Among them, running back James Conner, who was less than 100% against Seattle, then left that game late with a ribs injury. Kingsbury also said he's hopeful that cornerbacks Marco Wilson, Kevin Peterson, and the newly acquired Bashaud Breeland could contribute this week. Linebacker Tanner Vallejo was also reinstated from the COVID reserve list yesterday. Rams early 4-point favorites in what will be the rubber match of the three games between the teams this season.
Yeah, this is going to be bizarre today. A Monday night football game in the postseason. You're right. That's it's quite a new tradition, and I do think that in the case of the Cardinals, and maybe even the Rams, too, because the Rams are kind of beat up as well.
Oh, they are. They won't have safety Jordan Fuller. He suffered an ankle injury in the fourth quarter of Sunday's overtime loss to San Francisco. He may need surgery. Fuller, a team captain. And the green dot on LA's defense, 113 tackles and an interception. Fellow safety Taylor Rapp is in the concussion protocol, and cornerback Darius Williams is having a shoulder injury evaluated. So they got the division title despite the loss, but man, are they they're ravaged, just like the Cardinals are in their defensive secondary going into this game.
Yeah, they really are. So it's going to be interesting. I cannot wait. This is going to be quite a week ahead of us.
Cardinals Vice President of Professional Personnel, Adrian Wilson, an interview target of the New York Giants for their vacant general manager position after Dave Gettleman retired yesterday. He said, enough's enough. I quit.
I've won too much here. I need a new challenge.
I've done everything I've set out to do.
And yet,
here we are on Tuesday after Black Monday, and Joe Judge still has a job.
Yeah, what is up with that? What world are we living in where Brian Flores gets fired and Joe Judge keeps his job?
I've been reading a lot about that Flores situation. It apparently was not due to coaching or on-field performance.
No.
It was all relationship-based.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in Tua, is what it is.
Well, and he doesn't get along with anybody, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's probably not a good thing either.
That's not a good thing. The 41-year wait is over in Athens, Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs, once again, national champions. 33-18 win over Alabama in Indianapolis
last night.
Alabama led 18-13 in the fourth quarter, but the Bulldogs stormed back with three touchdowns. Stetson Bennett, apologies to him. I didn't think he was enough quarterback to get it done. But he had two touchdown passes, and former Saguaro High star Keely Ringo iced it with a 79-yard interception return for a touchdown in the final minute. First championship for the Bulldogs since 1980, and I loved during Ringo's interception return the isolated camera on Kirby Smart just yelling, get down! Get down!
So you said he's a former Saguaro star, Vinny?
Yes.
Why is he not at ASU?
Nobody goes to ASU.
Sarah caught that right away. Sarah caught that burn right away.
Let's talk about college news, shall we?
Yeah, Vinny, that's not true. People do go to ASU briefly.
Yeah, well, no, I should clarify. Lots of people go to ASU, just not football players.
Just not to play.
Oh, that's true. That's
a good point.
Or they don't stay.
Yeah, that's true.
Elsewhere in college football, the school down south landed a major transfer as former Washington State quarterback Jaden Delora, the reigning Pac-12 Offensive Freshman of the Year, announced his commitment to the Wildcats. He threw for 2,796 yards and 23 touchdowns, and he immediately becomes the best Jaden D to play college quarterback in the state of Arizona.
Damn, Vince! Wow!
What?
You just are a hater.
We're bringing the heat this morning.
Is Jaden Delora better than Jaden Daniels? I think so.
I know. You've really taking a lot of
he's
stabs
salty.
At your at
yeah,
your,
no,
at your
it's
team.
Good. I like it. I like it. Keep it up.
Like it
keep it up.
It's only because I care.
Yeah,
kind of.
I'm still ticked off at college football. Last night's game was like watching Alabama play Alabama.
The first half, it was really hard for me to stay in tune.
Horrible.
The first half was just so boring. I was like watching commercials more. And then the second half actually got pretty exciting. But by that time, I'm like, ugh, I was just fatigued.
Yeah, no, I was I'm done with the sport.
Elsewhere in the Pac-12, UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson announced he's coming back for a fifth season. DTR was a second-team All-Pac-12 pick. He had a good year with 9 touchdown runs and 21 touchdown passes. They had a transfer briefly that was going to play quarterback, but now it's Thompson-Robinson coming back. ASU's had another college basketball game postponed. This time it's the Thursday game against Utah and Tempe that's been put on hold due to COVID issues still within the program. ASU's game with Colorado Saturday still on for now. And even though they haven't played a ton of basketball lately, the Arizona Wildcats moved up 2 spots again in the latest AP rankings to number 6. Baylor's number 1, followed by Gonzaga, UCLA, Auburn, and USC. 3 of the top 6 teams in the country are in the Pac-12.
Brilliant. This is brilliant.
Because we might not ever get to see them play against each other.
That's right. If you don't play, you can't lose. Let everybody else lose around you, and boom.
It's brilliant.
They're all going to be number 1 seeds.
Speaking of, though, you know, not for nothing, when did Baylor become so good at revenue sports?
They're amazing. They've won like 21 straight.
They're amazing in basketball, and they're really good at football now.
Yeah. It did feel like a silent ascension from them.
Yeah, I agree.
All of a sudden, here they are.
But I've always said this too. Going back to the recruit, it's always easy to recruit to Waco, Texas.
Always.
That's where kids
want to go to Waco.
Easy money.
Yeah, right. There you go. There is your splash for what is today's day?
Tuesday,
January 11th.
Yeah, 2022. That day.
When you don't see the outdoors, Bick, it's hard to discern which day is which.
Right.